Our program is brought to you tonight and every night by our friends at M&M's. We invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the program this evening. Our Master of Ceremonies tonight is a 22-year veteran of the EAA staff, former radio broadcaster and currently Executive Director of EAA Young Eagles Program and Manager of the EAA Chapter Program. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming our host for this evening, Steve Buss.
Thank you, and good evening. I got my own cheering section tonight, so I guess that means the check's all cleared. Is that? Thank you. No, seriously, welcome to EAA Air Venture 2010, or Splash Venture, if you'd like to call it that. Every year is memorable, and this one a little more memorable than most, but we're glad you're here. You know, each night before we get things started at Theater in the Woods, we draw out some Air Venture volunteers to award gift certificates to for their hard work. We can't give something to everybody, but at least we can make a few folks happy. These $25 gift certificates can be picked up at convention headquarters. And with tonight's winners, please welcome Judy Miller, who is the chairman of Theater in the Woods. And Judy pulled these out of the registration bin earlier this afternoon. Barbara Moody is with the greeting service. She's from Marietta, Georgia. From the craft tent is Barb Walton from Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. Kirk Fosking is from Emergency Aircraft Repair, and he's from Galena, Illinois. From Flightline Operations, Steve Schrank, right here in Oshkosh. From the Flightline, Wendy Light of Warsaw, Missouri. And from Warbirds, Larry Miller. And Larry is from Midland, North Carolina. So those are all of our winners for this evening. Thank you, Judy. Air shows are one of the most popular spectator events in the nation, and we here at Air Venture are kind of spoiled because we get to see the best of the best every afternoon right out here on our flight line. You know, Bill Barber was a longtime performer here at Oshkosh, and he was a favorite for many, many years. But aside from his skill as a pilot, he also had a deep understanding of the commitment to the entertainment aspect of airshow business. His energy, talent, and friendly demeanor, and his approachability endeared him to many airshow fans and to his fellow performers. In 1986, the Bill Barber Award for Showmanship was established to recognize the performer who best emulates the qualities of Bill Barber, while also being a great artist in his or her own right. The Barber Award is presented annually by World Air Show News and the friends and family of Bill Barber. And to host tonight's presentation, the voice of the afternoon air show, Mr. Hollywood, which you probably also know him as, Mr. Danny Clisham. Danny.
Oh, how'd you like the air show today? Pretty neat stuff, wasn't it? Thanks for being here tonight. We are so privileged that this award, given one time a year, is able to be given here at the world's largest aviation celebration, and it is through the generosity of Judy Miller, who runs this event here every year, and her parents, who started the EAA with Paul and Audrey, and that is Ray Scholler and Bernice Scholler, husband and wife team that are still very active day in and day out here. So we thank them for that. And then World Air Show News is the trade publication, the air show publication, that presents this award here every year to either one individual or one team who possesses the showmanship, the style, the innovation, the pizzazz, and the flash of the late Bill Barber. So we've got some great individuals here who will be a part of it. And let's see, we always include Bill Barber II, who is backstage. Let's bring Bill Barber out now, carrying the tradition on for his father, First Officer Bill Barber II. He'll be presenting the award. And we always like to have the previous year's recipient, who with Bill will pass the award on to this year's recipients that you'll meet momentarily. Mike, are you here? Yeah, Mike Gullion's here. Mike Gullion flew in the show today with the ABS special, and he was the recipient last year. He'll be entertaining you all weekend, and he and Bill will be passing this on. So now let me introduce you to the team that will be the recipient tonight of this year's and next year's award for the prestigious Bill Barber Award for Showmanship. Hard to believe, but this is the 25th presentation. That is absolutely fantastic. A lot to say about these people. We'll show you a clip and we'll let them talk to you, but let me... welcome on stage. You were supposed to wait for your cue, but that's okay. Stand right here. This is Big Bill Beardsley, Big B as we call him. He's our supreme leader. He'll be a part of the opening as well. But let me go back to this unique couple. They happen to be husband and wife, and because it's ladies first, I'll tell you about Suzanne Asbury Oliver. And the clip will show you more later on. But a very unique individual who early in her life, became a licensed pilot, got all of her ratings, and because of her talent, her charm, was able to secure a job that she's held her entire adult life, a job that very few people have. And that's a job as a writer, a very difficult thing to do. But she has done skywriting as a profession her entire adult life, has had no other profession, and over the years is the one that wrote Pepsi in the skies over Oshkosh and EAA and the Happy Face and some birthday greetings and birthday celebrations. Very handy with the Pepsi fleet of 1929 Traveler airplanes, one which is hanging in the Smithsonian Institute at the new Hazy facility at Washington Dulles Airport. And her husband and partner, Steve Oliver, who has flown air shows and aerobatics his entire life. And at their heyday, she would be out riding in one location with one of their skywriting special airplanes, and Steve would be in another country or another location doing the same thing, as well as providing day and nighttime air show excitement. So you'll see more of that in the clip. Without any further hesitation, let me bring out this year's award winners, and that's plural, Suzanne Asbury Oliver and Steve Oliver. And now before we get them on the microphone, thank you for your applause. Let's watch this clip. If you'll roll this clip for us now, please. How about that? The people that make this award possible, thank you, are Jeff and Sandy Parnell. And I think they're out in the audience, out in front, Jeff and Sandy. Would you stand up? World Air Show News is a trade publication they represent. WorldAirShowNews.com. It is subscribable to anybody around the world, and they're the driving force behind this. Please make a welcome with your applause, Steve and Suzanne.
I was going to memorize this and do a speech like you're supposed to, but being old enough to be able to hide my own Easter eggs, and with the importance of the few things I've got to say, I thought I'd just go ahead and use the cheat sheet, so bear with me on that. Good evening, and thank you for coming. First, we would like to thank Dave Wyman for establishing the Bill Barber Showmanship Award. Thank you, Sandy and Jeff of World Air Show News, for continuing the award. And thank you to Elaine, Billy Barber II, and Kristen for their continued support of this award. I want to tell you how much this award means to us. We are honored and fortunate to have had the privilege to know Bill and have he and his wonderful family as friends. Tonight, we are surrounded by the best in the air show business who are also our friends and who have selected us to be honored with this award. When we look back on our long career, I have to tell you, it doesn't get much better than this. Our good friend Danny Clisham has said that Suze and I are just another example of 30-year overnight successes. Whatever, we have been blessed with a great career in the greatest business with the greatest folks in the world. We have seen such incredible changes in these three decades. We wonder what the next 30 years will bring. We would like to thank, on behalf of us and so many other air show performers, the many sponsors and product supporters, many who are here tonight, who helped make it possible for us and others to be in the business. In 1986, at the ICAS convention, Bill asked Suze and I to join him at his luncheon table. We didn't know that he was receiving the ICAS Sword of Excellence. We didn't realize that a quarter of a century later, we would be honored with the Bill Barber Award. I would like to take a moment and clarify a rumor that Bill Barber was a great storyteller. It's not true. You tell stories. I tell stories. Bill Barber painted pictures. When he told you about his gullwing Stenson or whatever, you were in that airplane with him. You were not hearing a story about him flying the airplane. I have to laugh when I think back on Bill basically couldn't tell a short story because, again, he painted a picture. So generally speaking, his stories would go on for quite a bit of time and were well received, except on the rare occasion when you were right in the middle of having to do something and he would notice that you were getting a little bit antsy and he would look you right in the eyes, put his hand on your arm and say, "Now stay with me on this one." Seriously. What a great man, a mentor, a Renaissance man, a stick and rudder man. For those of us who don't fly today's Super Zeus airplanes, who have to depend on energy management with slow roll rates, etc., we have but to look at Bill's exhibition flying to see how it was done. His flying style lives on through our and other hands, though generally not as good. Finally, thank you for coming tonight to help us share this honor. We are humbled. We are proud. Thank you.
Well, that's a hard act to follow, but when I started skywriting, I had no idea out in Oregon as a 20-year-old where my career was going. But I did fall in love with the art of skywriting and sharing it with people because it just made people smile. Every time I would land, somebody would come up to me and say, relay a story to me about where they were when they saw the skywriting and how it made them feel, or what their kids did or what their grandparents did. And so I did make it my career, and it's been a wonderful career that's given me more friends than any one person deserves, and a wonderful partner and husband. I got that along the way. So this award tells me that so long ago I did make the right decision, and I'm just really honored to have some of the other recipients here, because we're all air show professionals, and we work in an important industry.
What a great man, a mentor, a Renaissance man,
a stick and rudder man. For those of us who don't fly today's Super Zeus airplanes, who have to depend on energy management with slow roll rates, etc., we have but to look at Bill's exhibition flying to see how it was done. His flying style lives on through our and other hands, though generally not as good. Finally, thank you for coming tonight to help us share this honor. We are humbled, we are proud. Thank you.
Well, that's a hard act to follow, but when I started skywriting, I had no idea out in Oregon as a 20-year-old where my career was going. But I did fall in love with the art of skywriting and sharing it with people because it just made people smile. Every time I would land, somebody would come up to me and say, relay a story to me about where they were when they saw the skywriting and how it made them feel, or what their kids did or what their grandparents did. And so I did make it my career, and it's been a wonderful career that's given me more friends than any one person deserves, and a wonderful partner and husband. I got that along the way. So this award tells me that so long ago I did make the right decision, and I'm just really honored to have some of the other recipients here, because we're all airshow professionals, and we work in an important industry. People really do need us. We give them a very special experience, although they have no idea how hard it is to make it look like it's easy. And while our industry is changing, as they all do, one thing will always stay the same. There's magic in the sky. I'm truly touched and honored by this award in the presence of such talented and worthy honorees. You're my professional peers, but you're my family too. I thank you all for a lifetime of memories and a future of dreams. Thank you.
Now, whether it's an award or a briefing or a convention or a party, Big B is always required to provide a snippet. Big B, you're on.
I explained to Danny that I came up early because Stuart and Joanne would no longer let me sit with them, and I didn't know where else to go. So I'm sorry, Danny. By the way, I'd be out of this business if it wasn't for that damn Wayne Boggs. All right. Bill Barber was a consummate when it came to showtime. Remember that era when several crossed the line from barnstormer to performer. In front of large throngs, with Art Scholl and Minning is where he belongs. In Bill Barber's honor, thanks to World Air Show News, a plaque goes to someone who has sure paid their dues. Now it's the Olivers, that's Steve and Suzanne, who for so many years have excited each fan. Steve does his dancing away up there high, and pretty Suzanne still writes in the sky. For 30-plus years, she has done happy face. No other skywriter has even kept pace. Steve's beautiful night show sure thrills us all. They're out on the circuit from March through the fall. They've been an air show standout for all of these years. As Bill Barber's winner, they'll get lots of cheers. And I'll be with us. Thank you.
It is custom made. It is very heavy. It took about 3 years of planning, and it depicts the image that Bill Barber portrayed and wanted to portray. It has him in a leather flying coat with a fur collar on it, a set of headsets, some heavy-duty sunglasses, and up on the upper left is a control stick. The angles coming up are interplane struts and flying wires set in an artistic environment. The leather flying helmet, common to open cockpit pilots, is resting on the stick in anticipation of either the next flight or completion of an air show performance based on your imagination. If Steve and Suzanne, you'll go over there, Michael Goulian and Bill Barber, if you would officially hand that over, both of you, to Steve and Suzanne at the same time. It is heavy, it is fantastic, and now let's get in the clear space right in front of the podium, if we could, away from, and Mike, you get on one side, if you will, Michael Goulian, Bill Barber on the other, and now we can shoot to our heart's delight. Steve Gustafson, Aeroshell Aerobatic Team.
Thank you. What an honor. You know, we received this award before, and these two, I remember the very first night show. I don't know if anybody realizes they were the pioneers of the night show. I remember it. I was there. It was around Atlanta or somewhere. Anyway, we were at the show, and next thing you know, you guys came in, and it was just, I was like, just blown away. So I just want everybody to know, they started the night shows. So Saturday night, when they fly, everybody needs to remember that.